Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Higher Dimensions. I'm Phyllis Pricer, your hostess, and tonight we have a lovely, lovely guest with us, a dear friend of mine, Frankie Z. Avery, a psychic and a gifted medium or channeler. Good evening. How are you?
Well, hi, Phyllis. How are you? Good to hear your voice again.
Oh, it's always a joy to talk to you. And you are not only a psychic of many years' experience, and by the way, if anybody wants a reading or to have a question answered, please feel free to call in. It is a live show, so that's what we'd like you to do. Let us know somebody's out there breathing and listening, and we'll talk to you. But, Frankie, you've had a very, very interesting year. You've had some experiences and some life situations that have made for an interesting year, and I know that you are growing in grace and beauty.
Yes, I am. I had a little health glitch last August that I'm now working with and through and exploring the joys of things like chemo and radiation and learning and reminding myself about all the healing meditations and prayers and work and how beneficial it is. It's funny, every time I go to the doctors, they tell me I'm too healthy for what I'm going through.
Isn't that beautiful to hear?
Yes,
I know there are a lot of people, including me, who've prayed for you because you're a very special lady.
Absolutely.
And I am so delighted to count you as one of my friends.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about your background and your life's work, and share with us some of the inspirational insights that you have gained.
Well, I started out as a professional psychic when I was 22 years old, and I'm 58 now, so that's, 36 years ago.
Wow.
And it was fun. It was great, good fun. You know, I've been tuning into people noticeably since I was a little kid in elementary school and never had the vocabulary for it. And when I was about 21, somebody took me into my first metaphysical bookstore, and I said, my goodness, there's an explanation. I'm not crazy. which was a real relief.
Have you found a lot of change in the intervening years? In people's a lot of change in people's attitudes? In the intervening years?
Well, remember, I live in Knoxville, Tennessee, so, you know, it's still a little conservative around here.
A little.
A lot. Anyway, but along the coast and things, people are really beginning to wake up and get in touch with their
beautiful
higher selves and their angels and everything I was talking about 30, 40 years ago.
That's fantastic.
It's good to see it. You know, I think that we've got now instead of talking about affirmations or whatever the vocabulary was, you know, now the movies like The Secret are out.
Isn't that fantastic?
And teaching the they call it all new. Well, it's not new and it hasn't been secret.
Yeah.
This is the type of thing we were talking about 30, 40 years ago. Blavatsky was talking about 100 years ago. And it just goes on and on and keeps getting reworded and coming out in a different language that's more acceptable, I think.
Yes, I think a lot of people have put a lot of that into psychological language.
Yes,
they wrap it up in all sorts of languages to try and stick it by the censor.
absolutely. You know,
the censor being one's conscious mind.
Once upon a time, it was called magic.
Yes.
Now it's called The Secret. So.
Yeah, I know.
Couched it in New Age psychology and explaining the mechanics of the mind, but it's all energy, a foot, and a work, and it's the same thing.
Yes, because I'm learning, the more I go out in the world and learn and talk to different people, the more people are using the same, they're teaching the same thing, but they're coming from so many different paths.
Yes.
And I think it's because we are so many unique peoples with so many different cultures and backgrounds that, and I think it only confirms the validity of it when you hear the same thing being taught and the words, regardless of how they're couched in some terms, the concept is always the same thing, growing, reaching,
and that's
developing.
What it's about. You know, that's what it's about. Essentially, we are a physical body on a divine mission.
Yes.
And and the more we get in touch with that etheric, that spiritual side of ourselves,
mm-hmm.
The more we will manifest the perfection of our nature, the joy of our being.
I have to agree with that, absolutely. I know that it's a journey that I began in my early 20s. But I also felt, I think today children are more accepting of this than they were when we were growing up.
I think so too, because
they're more open to it.
People are talking about dreams and
yes,
and those kind of, and there's a lot of science behind it now.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of work in the 60s, Duke University was working so hard testing psychics and working with dreams.
Mm-hmm. J.B. Ryan comes to mind.
Yeah, and you're hearing it at a different, at younger ages now.
Yes.
And where people are paying attention to their dreams. They're paying attention to their night dreams and their day dreams. And
what do you think it is that some people still feel that they have to call it witchcraft, or they have to be afraid of it, or they have to kind of dress it up in terms like not everybody can do this? Why do you think we hold on to that old stuff?
I you know, part of it, I think, is the not everybody can do this is a conceit. Everybody likes to think they are got something special or special talent or gift that nobody else can have, and that certainly isn't true. I think some of my most favorite work that I've done down through the last 35 years are teaching psychic development classes and teaching people to develop their own abilities.
Well, I was talking more about lay people, in a sense.
Then you have the ultra-conservatives.
Oh, yeah.
That anything out of their venue is the work of the devil.
Yes.
You know, and you just have scared people. You have people that want to feel that they are so completely in control of a postage stamp life that everything else is bad.
Postage stamp life. I've never heard that. I like that. That's great, a postage stamp life. That's real small.
Yeah, it is. Real small.
Yeah, I know some people still try to claim it's of evil or the devil and that you have to do certain rituals to clear things, and I'm thinking, my Lord, you know, you'd think we'd come a long way, longer way than that.
You'd think, but basically we're still dealing with people's primal fears, and sadly,
what's the primal fear that they have, that they don't understand it? What is it they think they don't understand or need to have? They need to.
I think part of it is that there is some external negative power that can embrace and encapsulate them and take over their lives.
Don't
so
the Lord know.
So they've got to be aware and fight it off every second of every day.
But people,
you know, the problem is still
that
people that look for evil find evil everywhere they look.
Yeah, you know, my aunt used to look under her bed frequently to find out if there was a burglar hiding under there, and I used to tease her and say, you know, Aunt Mary, you keep looking under the bed, one day you're going to find a burglar there, and what are you going to do?
Yeah, and it's like they teach in the law of attraction, which, you know, 30 years, 100 years ago would have been called sympathetic magic, is that you always get what you're looking for.
Right.
So if you look for good, you find it. If you look for evil, you see it everywhere.
Yes, and the thing is, most people don't really understand that the evil that they find exists within them.
The reflection of themselves.
Yes, and the more they look out and point fingers outwards to others, the more likely it is to be dwelling within them. Is that not correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You know, God spare us from nobility. For people who think they're being noble.
So you channel a group called OMA, do you not?
Yes, I do.
Can you talk to our people about, we've done this before, but who and what OMA is? And
OMA is, years ago, when I had a metaphysical bookstore in Florida, a man came in who had been to a channeling session with a L Minor. He was channeling an energy called Lama Singh.
Oh,
which
okay.
Which had a tremendous life-changing effect on him, and it
uh-huh.
it took a rather tragic life and turned it into a thing of beauty. His meeting with L Minor.
Okay.
And anyway, he came into my store one day, and he said he had been guided by spirit to help me become a trans medium.
Whoa! Wow!
And I looked a little surprised and said, "Well, I think your spirits have got a wrong number." You know, I was doing radio and television all the time, and I had a bookstore and was doing about 10 readings a day. And
things were clicking along for you.
And teaching classes 3 and 4 nights a week, and traveling out of town on a lecture circuit. And, and the last thing I wanted was some kook coming in and playing with my brain with hypnosis.
There you go.
And I said, "I don't think so, Bruce. I think you got a wrong number. Because, first of all, I think people channeling look silly and sound stupid."
Don't they?
You what?
Don't they, though?
Yeah. I said, you know, and you think I'm going to let somebody make a fool out of me like that? You're crazy. Goodbye.
Uh-huh.
So thanks for the thought. Anyway, he was a Leo.
Oh, dear. Oh, yes.
Leo. You never tried to say no to a Leo once they have decided that, especially when they are spirit guided.
Yes.
He kept coming back in. Well, the funny thing is Bruce was a gourmet cook.
Wow.
And my secretary was a gourmet eater. And he started bringing her goodies and got to be good friends with her. And as everybody knows, the true boss of any office is the secretary.
It's the secretary. You got it. That's it. That's where the power resides.
So anyway, one day Bruce came in and on a Monday or Tuesday or something and said, and was still telling me that spirit was guiding him to turn me into a trans medium. And I said, "Oh, Bruce, if I've ever got the time." Well, I was thoroughly convinced because I'm booked weeks ahead.
From now to eternity, maybe.
This was a pretty safe thing to say. So I said, "Bruce, if I ever have a day to work with you, I'll be happy to." Anyway, next week, I see my first client, and then my secretary says, "Oh, your next 4 people canceled."
Uh-oh.
And I said, "They what?" And I asked her, I said, "Did they book together?" And she said, "No, but they all canceled." I said, "Well, isn't that an amazing coincidence? The moon must be in the part of Humpty Dumpty or something right about now."
Uh-huh.
So I didn't take it for granted. Well, lo and behold, a few minutes later, Bruce came in.
Uh-oh.
And being the psychic little wonder I am, I smelled a rat.
A gourmet rat.
Uh-huh, I did. And I said, "All right, how many days have you put in phantom appointments?" She said, "Oh, the next 4. So they had me on that one. So I started working with him. Well, after our first 2 or 3 sessions, I was really curious into what was evolving, and what was happening. And so I kept working with Bruce, and we kept hitting different levels of consciousness.
Can you explain what that's like?
And different energies.
Okay.
Well, one was a past life of mine first that materialized, and then something else, and something else. And then finally, one day, about 1.5 years later, a friend of mine who was going through a divorce asked me if I would counsel the 2 of them. And I said, "Listen, I love you both, and there's no way I'm getting in the middle of your breakup and your... split up of your house and property."
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Will you do our charts?" And I said, "Absolutely not. I can refer you to several people.
Mm-hmm.
You're friends of mine." And then she said, "All right, you've been doing this channeling thing or whatever it is. Will you talk to us that way?" And I said, "Well, all right." I said, "I have no idea. I'm asleep."
Mm-hmm.
And but the thing is prior to that, I could always remember what the experience was. But I said, "You know, sure, give it a go." We'd been doing it for about 1.5 years and hadn't done anything with it. And I said, "Okay." And so the 2 of them came in, and it was on a Saturday, I think May 7th. So this is just the birthday of Oma.
Wow.
And anyway, Bruce counted me in, and all of a sudden, I was gone, and this booming voice said, "Greetings." And that was, Bruce was startled and said, "What are you?" And she said, "We are a vortex of energy you have connected with. And we are here to help you, to guide you, and to answer any questions that you may have." And
wow.
Bruce said, "What's your name?" And I said, "We've never been in physical body, so we don't have a name, but since you are corporal and you need titles, you may call us Oma."
Mm-hmm.
And that was the beginning of the Oma energy.
And how did that turn out for counseling purposes for your friends?
Well, it turned out very good for the two of them. They left friends, and the information they got was, because I always feel that whether you're talking to a psychic, an astrologer, or a counselor, or
she cook a bottle washer, whatever.
You know, the quality of their work is in the fruit of the.
Yeah,
you know, what do people
the proof
think
of the pudding, you know, the proof of the taste.
The fruit of the word, yes.
Yeah, well, I know what you're trying to say.
And you're talking to stronger and living a better life for having seen you.
Yeah, if good comes from it, yes.
Yes, and this is what it was about.
Oh, I think we just had a caller.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Phyllis. It's Anne. How are you?
Fine. How are you, my dear?
Fine, thank you.
You have a question.
I do for both of you. I'm actually, I have three very quick ones. Is there anything that could be recommended that may help my health situation, and is it going to remain the same for the next several years or as far as you can see?
Your health or your health?
H-E-A-L-T-H.
Your health. The health situation that you're now currently going through.
Yes, I have been for some time.
Okay, you want to answer this first, my dear friend?
Yeah, first of all, what's your first name?
Anne.
Anne, when's your birthday, Anne?
October 3rd,
1948. Okay. Well, first of all, I can tell you one of the things that I'm picking up is that you're extremely toxic with heavy metals.
Mm.
And I don't know if you know that or not.
That I did not know. I'm very knowledgeable about the symptoms of heavy metals. I have been diagnosed with a very, very rare genetic blood and liver disease that has no cure and no treatment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's an awful lot that you could do to help yourself. First of all, if you still have any, and this is, remember, I'm not a doctor, I'm a psychic.
Yeah, but I know that
so let me do this disclaimer real quick.
To the heavy metals.
But one of the first things I would check is to make sure that you've got all the mercury out of your teeth.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
You know, because if you've still got dental mercury in your teeth.
Tap 10 weeks.
One of my feelings are is that you've got symptoms similar to chronic fatigue syndrome. I bet you're tired an awful lot, aren't you?
No, it's pain that never leaves 24/7.
Okay. But you know, and it's I'm feeling like a chronic fatigue and almost a lupus type symptom. And so another thing that I would do is get yourself to a health food store, because you can get yourself you can get a good commercial cleansing that will take the heavy metals out of your body.
Yes, I know where to go to get one. I'll do that tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you.
Please, because my feelings are is that, you know, yes, you've got a genetic disease, but I also think it's the metals in your body that's causing the problem.
Okay.
You know, and I know that a friend of mine who does reflexology has bought a machine for about $3,000 that you put your feet in, and it and through some process it pulls a lot of metals and toxins out of your body. Where are you up in D.C.?
No, Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Oh, okay. Well, there's got to be somebody out there that's doing it. That's just too big an area and too many people into healing and alternative healing methods that couldn't fit. That would be helpful for you, and I would find somebody who's doing it.
Okay, fantastic.
And start getting the toxins pulled out of your body. another thing that I feel is that, and I'm just, do you remember, and I don't even know why I'm saying this, but I just get the impression, do you remember castor oil?
Yes, I have it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you start taking some?
What, a tablespoon?
Maybe about a tablespoon twice a day.
That's what they just told me.
I just get the feeling that castor oil would be so good for you.
Okay, I'll do
that. That and ginseng.
Okay.
You know, any way you can take ginseng in,
okay,
in tea and oil and whatever it takes to get a lot of ginseng, mm-hmm, into your body, I think would help you out a great deal.
Okay, excellent. I will start that.
And that's where I would start.
Okay.
Listen, right. How about, let me give you my phone number, and maybe in a 3-4 weeks you give me a call and let me know how you're doing.
I will. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm ready to write it down.
Okay. My phone number, and I'm in Frankie Z. Avery in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yes.
And my number's not listed, so it's, but you could find me over the internet if you wanted.
Or you can call me.
But my phone number is area code
865-938-0794.
Yes. Excellent. Or, like Phyllis said, you can call her because we've got each other's number.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Am I allowed to ask one more question?
Sure.
Please?
Sure.
Sure.
Thank you. What do you think the source of income is, and when would that happen, please?
Okay. Well, I feel that you've got somebody that's trying to pull you into real estate.
No, I was 20 years ago.
Well, I just get the feeling that there's a pull for you to go back into real estate.
Hmm.
And I see an outside source and real estate being very good for you.
Is that a B&B? Is that what you're picking up?
Want a B&B?
Not necessarily. Because, not necessarily, because I until after October of this year, I'd like to not see you get into something that's financially intensive outlay.
Okay.
But I feel that you could be selling anything from houses to timeshares, anything having to do with real estate right now, and doing incredibly well.
Yeah, I'm not able to because of my health. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what, spend the next 3 weeks on this and
doing the castor oil and,
mm-hmm,
pulling the heavy metals out, and then give you a call.
Mm-hmm.
Please do.
Okay.
Please do, because I have a feeling that after you do that, because I feel like you could just do some terrific things for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's,
you know, and if you want, I have been on for a year and a half something called Isogenic, which has a deep cellular cleansing. And if you'll call me, I'll tell you about it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Well, and thank you, and God bless.
Because of the heavy metals, everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Well, I was going to mention also that there is a healing work, if you can get it in New Mexico, and I'm sure you can, and that is called Jin Shin Jitsu, J-Y-U-T-S-U, that's J-I-N-S-H-I-N-J-Y-U-T-S-U. It is a wonderful healing art that puts hands on, and I'm a practitioner in it, and there is a specific healing and cleansing technique that is utilized, and it is very good for cleansing the body of just about anything, including anesthesia after surgery. It's very hard when it's genetic to realize that you can indeed overcome something. But if you put your mind to the fact that, yes, you're capable of doing this, and insist to yourself that you're going to continue living and to continue participating in life, it will turn around for you. But I have worked with lupus as well. It worked fabulously on lupus when I worked with some people. And I can recommend it very highly. My feeling is that right now, the pain that you're in pretty much withholds your ability to go and make some money. But I would also suggest, Anne, that you look into hypnosis, because it is a marvelous, marvelous tool for pain management. Okay? And I use it myself when I have back problems or anything like that, or I've fallen or hurt myself. I have used that in order to facilitate fast healing and also to manage pain, and it is wonderful for that purpose. And you should be able to find classes on that. The National Association of Transpersonal Hypnotists, NATH, N-A-T-H, you can find it on the web. Again, it's N-A-T-H, has classes, and it is a wonderful tool that one can take oneself anywhere in the world and still have the ability to take care of pain and not stuff more medications into the one in one's body. So I think those several thoughts are of great use to you at this time. And yeah, also I know, Anne, you'll be listening to me again in the future, I'm going to assume, and I'm going to look forward to hearing from you and letting us know how you are coming along. But those are some of the things that we would recommend. As we say, there are many ways of helping people to heal and myriad outlets. And this is one of the wonderful things about working in our time and place, is that we can respectfully work with a lot of people and help bring about healing. And I thank you so very much, my dear, for calling and sharing with us. And we look forward to hearing from you. Yes, may I help you? Welcome to the Higher Dimensions.
Hi, yeah, I have a question.
Who's this?
Yeah, I have a question around, I have several...
Your name, please? Your name.
My name's Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. How
Hello,
are you?
Hello, Rebecca.
I'm doing good. How are you?
Fine. What
good.
Can we do for you?
I have a question around my animals. I have several of them, and I'm wondering if it's time for some of them to move on. There are times when I feel totally drained, and I feel if I didn't have so many, it would be easier for me.
How many animals do you have, and what do you have?
I have 4 dogs.
Uh-huh. And they are the ages?
The ages are, a couple of them are like around 13, 9, and 6.
Uh-huh. Yes. Well, having animals does take it out of you. It's like having children, isn't it?
Uh-huh. It sure is.
And I love my 2 old dogs, you know, so I understand. Your animals will probably... I think you're asking this. Do you mean put them to sleep, or that they are getting ready to move on?
Oh no, find them new homes.
Find them new homes. And have they been with you all this time?
2 of them have, and I guess they've been with me most of them for 10 years, and then, you know, like maybe 7 years, 6 years, and like another 9 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think one of the things that's happening is about 6 months ago, you decided you wanted to make some big changes in your life.
Yes.
You know, and I also feel that you wanted to make a move. But because of the animals, you are you're sort of frozen in time and place. And I, you know, my feelings are if you could find a babysitter for them for at least the next 3 months to give yourself some freedom to explore your own life, you would be in good shape. For some reason, I keep seeing you traveling around with a camera.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I get that, you know. So I think that you're ready for an adventure.
Okay.
Of some sort. You know you want to change. You know you want to change careers. And I also see you later on doing some writing.
Okay.
And I think it's time to get yourself some freedom. So if you can find somebody who will take in your animals, whether it's permanently or at least for the next 2-3 months, you'd be doing yourself a big favor.
Okay.
Does that answer that?
Pretty much. You know, it's hard to think about wanting to do that. So.
Well, you know, my feeling is that the animals will know when it's appropriate, and they will make their own leave taking to allow you to move on with your life.
They'll make their own what?
Leave taking.
They'll
when it's time, they will exit from your life, by the way. They
are. I had one do that in a very kind of unique way that I was totally surprised about.
Yeah.
And so anyway, okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks
thank
for
you calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm. There's something you might be, since we're talking about healing, something you might be interested in that we're doing with the OMA work right now.
Okay.
Is we're putting together a CD. As you know, I work with frequencies with Dr. Sue Ann Sanjonas.
Right.
And we're putting together, we're having OMA for the last 2 months. Once a week we've been meeting and talking about OMA teaching healing for healers.
Right.
And
important.
It's
very
a
important.
Package that we're putting together where OMA is teaching healers how to improve their healing skills through different meditations and different
mm-hmm.
work, and even talking about the colors they should or shouldn't wear when they're working with clients.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put out frequencies
mm-hmm.
that healers can play in their healing room so that they are improving their energetic abilities, and they're not exchanging any negative vibrations with their clients. And it's
right.
Just we've gone into every aspect of healing for healers.
I think that's
and
fabulous.
And we have the frequencies for the healing room and that people can play in their healing rooms to keep the energy in there clear, and what they should be using and wearing and doing and,
cool.
and different meditations. And if people will go to the, and that should be ready in about 2 months.
Wow, okay.
We're putting together a book with it also.
Okay, that sounds
and
absolutely wonderful.
I don't know
wonderful.
If you know it, but some of the OMA work just recently was published last month in the, the Sedona Journal.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yes. For about the last 4 years, the Sedona Journal has been publishing a lot of the OMA work. So
okay.
We're grateful. And people can find it, or they can go to the website, OMA
mm-hmm.
Group, OMA Group, GROUP, mm-hmm. .net, and find out more about it.
Wonderful. That's fantastic. I am so pleased, and things just seem to be perking along for you. I'm so pleased to hear that.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Yeah. There's a lot of changes that have come, and a lot of energy that seems to have been coming about recently. Can you speak to that? Because I've heard so much about people talking about how their lives are changing rather dramatically.
Well, one of the things Oma's been talking about this coming on us for the last 25 years. And
right.
Been calling it the quickening.
Uh-huh.
Where energies, spiritual energies are coming in very strongly. I think a lot of us try to save the planet.
Right.
And what's happening is the veil between the third, fourth, and fifth dimensions are getting narrower and narrower.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people should be seeing into, and I think you're one of them,
uh-huh.
seeing into other dimensions.
Okay.
And seeing beings that are existing on the fourth dimension, fifth dimension.
Uh-huh.
And that are coming in to communicate with us.
Yes. Good evening. Welcome to the higher dimension. Who's calling?
Rosemary from the Chicago area.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Rosemary.
Hello. I was fascinated. Healing for healers? That is so cool.
Well, good.
It's my least favorite thing with the patients.
Rosemary, could you speak up a little?
Yeah, the phone was a little muffled.
Okay. I said it's my least favorite thing where the patient got well and the healer got sick.
Uh-huh.
Not fun.
Yes.
But when will you be having that out? Within 2 months?
Your book.
Are you talking to me?
Frankie, your book.
It should be out within the next 2-3 months, but
okay.
We will definitely have it on the website, or you can give me a call.
Okay. Where is that website?
It's OMA Group, O-M-A.
O-M-A.
Group.
Group.
Dot net.
Dot net.
Yes, and because for the last 4 years we've been putting healing frequencies together on CDs.
That is something I would love to just be able to put on and leave it on at night.
Fabulous.
Yeah, one of the during one of our OMA sessions, somebody, a Sagittarius, and I love him, asked the question, OMA, are there frequencies that are good for 100% of the people 100% of the time? And she gave us the frequencies that she calls the oxygenator frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
And she said everybody who breathes should be able to listen to this 100% of 100%. And that's one of them. And that's one of the frequencies that you can put on and you can listen to in your car. But you can just feel the changes as it begins to oxygenate and cleanse the toxins out of your cells, because it's a combination of frequencies for oxygen and mm-hmm. hydrogen peroxide and ozone.
Cool.
And it's just, you can play it over and over again. And one day Elma said, you know, people should start their day with this instead of coffee. And
uh-huh.
it's a great one to be playing while you meditate. So we've got ones like that. And then we've got one day during one of the trance sessions, we were talking about prosperity. And one of the things Elma said is people can positive think themselves silly and still not become prosperous in this. And what she went on to say was because it's in the ingram of people for prosperity or poverty. There's a consciousness to it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, let us give you the frequencies for prosperity so you can change on a subcellular level your ingramic vibrations. And I've seen over the last 4 years, it's been fun to see what's happened in people's lives who've used those frequencies. So
wow.
we've got, and then another good one for healing is one that we call the sonic and aura cleanse, and it cleanses the debris that you pick up in your energy field throughout the day, and it's like an energy shower.
Wow.
There's another one for chakra cleansing and healing, which is good for anybody that's been sick or had an accident or anything.
Can these be purchased now?
Do what?
Can these frequencies be purchased on CD?
Oh, yes. Yeah, just go to the website and they're there for you.
Did they also put out some frequencies for very distraught teenagers and their parents?
Yes. We've got one called Animal Tamer that's pretty good. It works for teenagers, too. We've got one for stress reduction. Yeah, they're on there.
Cool. It's seldom that you see, I mean, that credit card's just really hot in my hand.
Yeah.
I will be getting
the pioneer in all frequencies. Yes. I am the parent of a teenager.
Wonderful. Any other questions? One question I had. We talked about pets.
Yes.
And I had done my numerology chart for this year.
Uh-huh.
And I have a beautiful and much beloved collie. I mean, she's, well, you know collies.
Yes.
It said that she would be leaving this year. And then a couple of my other friends said, you know, she may be leaving this year. And I just simply sat down and talked with her and asked her to change the program. And she's still here.
Mm-hmm.
What are you picking up? Did she actually do that?
How is she? How old is she?
She's about 7 now.
Mm-hmm. I don't get the feeling, unless something really, like the pour out of the food, I don't get that she's going to be leaving quite yet.
Thank you.
What do you think?
I don't get any feeling about her. If you're talking about her dying, I don't get any feeling of that at all.
That's what I'm saying. I just don't get any feeling of her dying.
So she actually did change the chart, because we did the chart and everything else.
Well, the thing is about all astrology and everything else is there's room to change.
And there's room for interpretation, too.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was working off the numerology and the birthday chart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
what number year are you going through?
Me?
Yep.
Oh, I don't know right now. My brain can't.
Okay.
You just had brain freeze.
Numerology is fascinating. If anybody's interested in it, one of the best books ever written on numerology is Florence Campbell's book, Your Days Are Numbered.
I like that.
It's an excellent book, and it's good for beginners. It's good for people have studied it for a long time and just want to round out what they know.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Yeah. One day with the OMA work, we had OMA going through the numbers, and
given a class on numerology, and that was just something somebody asked off the wall, and I said, why, sure, we can talk about that, and went through, and I'm sorry, I don't know where the information is, but she gave us a whole two-hour lecture on numerology and what the different numbers meant, and it was fascinating. Things I've studied numerology for 35 years. It was stuff that I'd never even heard of. And it was just fascinating. We want to do some more work with that eventually.
That sounds like fun. And I just want to thank you very much for the work that you do. And I really want to get those teenagers home. Just to have that calm and that peace so they can, you know, let new information in there when they're all upset.
How old are they?
Various ages. Just, you know, something happens that puberty hits, and it's just really interesting.
Well, they're into drama right now. Most teenagers are.
Mm-hmm.
But my feeling is that you don't have to be worried too much. Just kind of roll with it. They are very, the girls tend to be drama queens. And the guys are tending to flap their arms and, you know, reminds me of Peter Pan when he crows.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So is that about right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they call it testosterone poisoning, Phyllis.
Pardon?
I think they call it testosterone poisoning.
Is that what it is? Okay. I just think that it's going to be fine, okay? I think the kids are going to calm down, but right now, they're just testing the limits and their own boundaries, and they're seeing what's set and what's not set, and they're going to be okay. I don't see any real danger at all there. It's just what we all grit our teeth and go through, and thank God it's like a terrible tooth. It doesn't last forever.
And one of the nice things you've got going for you is they both really like their mother.
Yes. That's a big help.
That's a good thing.
Because otherwise they might not live long, huh?
Oh, no. May they live long and prosper and do well in the world. That's
oh, they will. You don't have to worry.
Okay.
They're going to turn out just fine.
All right, and thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Bye-bye, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome, lady. Anyway, isn't it fun?
Oh, yes, it is.
I have so much fun. It's lovely to be able to just chat like this and to get together with people and understand everything that's going on and to share. So
that's what it's all about, though.
Well, yeah. I find life such an interesting and fascinating place, and the older I get, the more interesting it is, the more I learn there is for me to learn, and I just keep stretching and growing and reaching, and I have a lot of fun. I mean, I don't get a chance to get bored, to be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
I really don't get a chance to get bored, and that's good because I get bored easily. I like things that are intellectually challenging. And at any rate, you can reach me at area code 202-387-2080, and my website is psychicworlds.com. The numeral 4 at AOL.com, and besides BBS.radio website, you can reach me at www.multiplepathwaysinc.com. So you can reach me at those. I'm always glad to talk to people, answer emails, see what we can do to make life a lot more fun and easy. And anyway, you have a lot going on with Oh My. That's really impressive. I am so pleased. So are you still giving readings?
Oh, yes. I'm giving readings all the time.
Wonderful. Absolutely. Yes, good evening. Welcome to the Higher Dimension.
Hi, I was fascinated. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, I was fascinated by the dimension talk you were just having about the third, fourth, and fifth dimensional veils.
Yes, and your name? Can we ask your name?
My name is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
Okay. Go ahead about the dimensional veil. Go ahead.
Well, I was wondering how you felt about the other dimensions, 6, 7, 8, or is that coming? Or is that something that just kind of depends on the person, so where they're at in their
I think the fourth dimension is starting to open up on the planet as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that people's ability to work with in higher dimensions is in direct proportion to their own personal discipline, their meditation, and the work that they're doing personally. But I think the whole drive right now is to get people in touch with their higher vibratory level.
This is
why these dimensions are starting to open up.
We've
got just about 7 years left to keep this planet from melting.
Yeah.
Literally. I don't know if you realize it, but the different Mayan, Aztec, and the calendars on the pyramids all stop about 2012.
Right.
And that pretty much coincides with what's happening with global warming and what physicists are saying.
Mm-hmm.
And we can change that.
Absolutely.
Not only through our consciousness, but we have to change it through our actions. And we have to change this through the desire to see life bloom in every inch of this planet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can't be just our neighborhood for our neighborhood anymore. We've got to start thinking globally. We've got to start realizing that thee or me and we're one.
Yeah.
And start living like that. And I think that you're going to see more and more of these energies come in to change it. And I think that people individually are going to meet their guides or their angels through their dreams, through their meditations, through their prayers. Because more and more these visions are coming to people to bring out the best in them. And
well, I call it also expanded or extended sensory perception. And most people it's like going to church. They try to say there's one set of behaviors for church and another for, you know, living life. But that's not true. It's a matter of extending and expanding your awareness on all levels at all times and being aware of who you are and that the very thought that you think has a creative source and can impact so much around the world. We really don't realize that we as individuals are God, the great I am, and that how we think and how we perceive things has to shift, and it begins within each of us. And how high do we go? As high as you're ready to go and capable of going at any given time. Each person is on their own special individual journey, which makes it so very, very wonderful that we're not all in the same place at the same time. But also, the dimensions unfold when we're ready. Because it's like giving a child a toy. When they're not ready to play with it, they can hurt themselves. And they don't know what to do with it, and they might injure or break something. So that's kind of what growing is like in the higher dimensions. It's being given the gift of that is our gift to become aware of ourselves and who we are and our place and space. And as we grow, more is given to us. It's a never-ending, as I call it, the never-ending story. It is the beauty that grows within each and every one of us as we realize our potential and our true place in the cosmos. Frankie, you want to answer?
I couldn't hear her question.
She wanted to know if we'd be growing into other dimensions beyond the ones that we've had.
I think we're in the process of doing that now. You know, and it's happening. You know, I know people today that can through consciousness function and move through the fourth dimension. I think probably the fifth, sixth, and seventh are a little high for us in the physical body at the moment.
Yeah.
Know that there are people on the planet that can do that, but then there are people on the planet who can move into spirit and back into physical being at will.
Mm-hmm.
So it's there to do.
And it can be done. I mean, it's been done over centuries, too. But each one of us has our own growth rate that we find, and it's fun to do that. It's fun to go into it. And we are not stopped for any particular reason other than as when we're ready.
Right. I understand that.
And did we answer your question correct for you?
Oh, absolutely. And, I'm also noticing that there are a lot of people that are being challenged by the expansion, and it seems like there's more light coming through, and they're being challenged heavily by it. It seems like they've got to catch up with a certain place and time of what's happening right now. Otherwise, they're suffering more than usual.
Hmm.
Do you understand what I mean?
Frankie, you want to handle that one?
Phyllis, I'm having trouble hearing her.
You too? Yeah, she says there seems to be a problem with people, I would say, suffering through this expansion period.
Oh, absolutely, of course, because there are as people try to hold on to their own ways, as people try to hold on to their old anger or
mm-hmm.
their old resentment.
See, the
or
thing,
their old attachments,
mm-hmm.
the harder they're going to get pulled. That's one of the reasons why you're seeing so much violence in the world right now, because
yeah.
you have this incredible move forward and upward and outward, and you have people that only feel secure and safe holding on to their old ways, and their old ways are futile. And, of course, the old, so it creates anger. And the more that and it's just letting go. Remember times in your life when you were supposed to move and there was a piece of you that just wanted to hunker down and stay right where you were because you were afraid? Because the only
yes.
thing that we're ever afraid of is change. And
hmm.
and the tendency was to just stop, even if the change would be incredibly good for you. It's still frightening.
Mm-hmm.
So you have people that are dealing with their fear of moving forward and becoming one, dealing with where they feel the safest. And unfortunately, sometimes people feel safest in their negativity, in their violence, in their anger. And
yeah.
you're seeing a lot of that right now.
I think also part of it is people want to move forward. They say they do. But when the rubber hits the road, so to speak, they back up,
yeah.
or they give it lip service, or they go into denial.
Yeah, it sounds good, but why aren't your feet moving?
Yeah, exactly. You know, some of the things that you can look at is some of the illnesses or the weaknesses that people have. There's a fantastic book that I would recommend, and that would be... and I just went blank. It's by Carol Truman, K-A-R-O-L.
Oh, yes. Feelings Buried Alive, Never
yes.
Die?
Yes, yes,
yes.
That is a fabulous
my favorite.
Book. It's a good favorite. Okay, good.
Yes.
And that is a good explanation of what sometimes happens. I'm working with someone else who's going to be on the show next week, a young man who's working with energies and clearing the old energies and helping people to get rid at a deep level of this fear and anguish that we go through, and to create by changing our language. And neurolinguistics is a psychological study, by the way, very valid. But this is specifically for opening up and getting rid of some stuff that really, really, really needs to be healed. So, you know, I'm going to suggest you listen in next week when I have Todd Fittelmeyer on. And we're going to go over through some of the work that he's doing. He did it with me. I almost always try stuff that if people are going to come on the show and talk about, I will experience it. I will experience it because I believe that the proof of the pudding's in eating. And I think I tried to say that little thing earlier. I didn't get it out right. But anyway, it's very important for me to know that something works before I endorse it or say, yeah, this is a good thing. But it's fascinating. It seems to be working, and we can talk about it more next week. But you got to put your money where your mouth is. If you truly, truly, truly wish to move ahead in life, truly wish to change your life and experience the joys, and I do call it the joy of moving, you're going to go through a period of what I call discomfort.
Yep.
And challenges. Because when you tell the universe, I really want to change, the universe says, oh, that's fine and dandy. But do you really want to change?
Yes.
Okay? So then things sort of come up to see whether or not you have learned by seeing whether or not you are, well, wherever you are faced with situations that you have had a knee-jerk reaction, an old habit before, and this time you are given the opportunity to see whether or not you have grown beyond your former
programming.
Yes. Thank you for putting that word in. And that's when you know, when you pass that exam, when you can do that and have released the old patterns, if you can stand and watch what's happening, sort of be an observer to the scene or to the situation.
Yes. Now, could I ask you for a quick assessment on where I'm at in my personal growth? Is that too broad of a question?
No, go ahead.
Great. I've been focusing a lot on all of this, on transcending and seeing into other dimensions. And okay, can you give me a quick assessment of where you think I'm at?
Frankie, you want to handle that?
Well, I certainly would. For one thing, I feel that you must have been working for, I'm looking at your auric energy, it looks like you've been working for about the last 7 years.
Yes.
Really consciously on changing, and I think that is tremendous. And I would think that you are right now able to communicate from one of the lower fourth dimensions. That's fantastic. And I also feel that you do an awful lot of astral projecting at night.
Yeah.
And when you are, if you would start working with those same meditations in the astral, this would get you to the really grounded in the fourth dimension.
In the fourth, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which is awesome.
Yes. It's
now
fantastic.
I can see vision. Sometimes I see a vision of, I was told that I was actually seeing a being, it was a Black Panther. That looked very real, and I saw him three different times, and I was told it was me and another.
Ooh, okay. We'll have to get a very fast one because we got a warning there that our show is coming down to the wire.
Yes, okay. So is that a dimensional? It's seeing into another dimension?
Frankie?
I couldn't hear.
She wanted to know if seeing a panther was indicative of coming from another dimension.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
That's all right. You're quite welcome. Well, it's been a joy having you, Frankie. I am so delighted that you were able to come on. I'm going to have you again.
Thank you, Miss Phyllis. I have certainly enjoyed it.
And I am so glad. Thank you all for listening and coming in. Again, I'm Phyllis Pricer with the higher dimension. Oh, aren't we getting ahead?
Oh, are we?
Why not? The highest dimension, why not? And do tune in next week. And I will have Frankie back, I hope in the near future, Frankie, so we can continue on because
absolutely.
We didn't get near enough done in the time we had.
Well, I'm with you, kiddo.
Okay, and thank you all so very much. Again, you can reach me at area code 202-387-2080. And Frankie, if you'll give your phone number one more time real quickly.
Okay, it's area code, I'm in Knoxville, Tennessee. It's area code 865-938-0794.
865-938-0794. Thank you. And thank you all for listening in, and we'll be talking to you next week. God bless, and Frankie, I'll give you a buzz shortly.
Okay,
take care.
Sure.